The weather may have cooperated for the space shuttle launch today, but public radio commentator and extreme swimmer Diana Nyad is waiting for even clearer skies before she wades into the ocean in Cuba and, if everything goes right, swims all the way to Florida. That is a 103-mile swim. No one's ever done it, not even Diana Nyad. She did try, though, in 1978 when 8-foot waves stopped her after 2 straight days of swimming. That was then. Now she's 61 years old. Diana Nyad joins us on the phone from Key West, Florida, where she's based, until she gets the word that the weather is calm enough to head to Cuba. Diana, welcome.
Thank you so much, Deb. How are you today?
I'm okay, but I think we need to, first of all, remind folks of your backstory a little bit here. In the 70s, you were the greatest endurance swimmer in the world, but you stopped swimming for 31 years. So what made you set your sights on this goal of swimming from Cuba to Florida again?
You know, Deb, if we had been friends all this time, and every, couple of years you had said to me, doesn't it just eat at you that you didn't make that Cuba swim? That was your dream. You know, that was the one. And I would have said, Deb, not once. I have not woken up in a cold sweat once, like John McEnroe says he does over the French Open. He wakes up just, you know, trembling, saying, why couldn't I win the French Open? I have never, it's never eaten at me 1 minute, but turning 60 really ate at me. I never had a problem with any other age. I really just went into an existential spiral in turning 60. I thought, my God, my mom just died at 82. I don't have much time left. And, oh, my God, what have I done with the time I've had? It's going by so fast, and I want to feel high on life. I want to feel committed. I want to do something so intense that it's required the best of me every day, the best of my spirit and mind and body. And I was driving my car one day, 2 years ago right now, July 2009, and I looked at myself in the rearview mirror, and I said, oh my goodness, could it possibly be? Is that what I'm going to do to feel this alive again, is to swim from Cuba to Florida, which I couldn't do when I was 28 years old? Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And I started quietly, secretly training for it.
Secretly?
Secretly. I didn't tell a soul for 6 months. 6 months later, I told, you know, my 2 best friends, and then I started telling family and everybody, it's in me. It's in my heart. It's in my soul. It's in my shoulders. I'm going to do this thing. And you know what? I have not once felt that existential angst again. I don't know what age I am. I'm just a bigger, more brutish athlete. I think I was more like a thoroughbred horse back then, and now I'm more like a Clydesdale. It's a little bit like that.
Well, you know, we should probably remind people a bit of also what happened back then for those folks who don't know. I mean, you were pulled out of the water in 1978 when you tried to do this swim before. Your tongue was so swollen you could barely speak. You were hallucinating. So, I mean, I have to ask this. Are you crazy, Diana? Do this again?
It's not going to be a walk in the park, that's for sure. There are going to be some really tough valleys. You know, every marathon runner will tell you, every Mount Everest climber will tell you, it never happens that you finish these things. You say, you know what, that was a piece of cake. It was just, I felt great. You hit valleys. And, you know, you have people on the boat who know you very well and know how to talk you out of the valleys and get up the other side and get swimming again. So, yeah, a lot of people write me on Facebook and say, now, since you couldn't do this when you were 28, what in the world makes you think you can do it in your 60s? But, you know, that day was a really rough day. I swam for 42 hours in almost 8-foot seas. We had a navigator who chose the wrong day. It was just terrible conditions. These days you can predict the weather and currents and things like that, you know, with all this satellite imagery we've got and all these great GPS systems, you can do a better job of getting out there when you should be out there.
And so you have a lot of technology to help you, better weather predictors and current predictors at this time. And also, last time you swam in a shark cage. It's going to be different this time around. What are some of the other technological things that you're hoping will also make this one different?
Well, you know, I used the shark cage last time, and I don't fault anybody for it, but I don't want an asterisk next to my name. I don't want, she did it, but with a shark cage, because The shark cage is almost like being in an enclosed little swimming pool. It actually gives some forward action to you because of its own motor and its own propulsion. So I just don't want to do it with a cage.
But you do have technology to protect you from sharks and other predators. Isn't that right?
Yes, yes. Although, you know, if we had been talking a year ago, I would have told you I'm using this device called the Shark Shield. And it's an electronic device that's, you know, quite small. It's about the size of the palm of your hand. And then it has a long tail, like 5 feet long, that comes out from it. And you dangle that in the water pretty close to you. It only works from about 12 feet away. Well, a woman just did a terrific, you know, heroic swim between the two Cayman Islands about a month ago. She was in the water for 40 hours. She had two shark shields with her, two. And the oceanic white tips, which are aggressive, quick, dangerous, and unafraid, they came in right through those electric fields. They didn't care. They didn't hurt her, but she decided to have a lot of divers with her, and that's what I've decided to do. So I've hired four guys. They're like some of the top shark divers in the world. All they do every day is dive with sharks to make films, etc. So I just can't get all neurotic and focused on the sharks all the time. I have to believe that this team is going to be expert and take care of me.
Now, this swim is about 60 hours, is that right?
60 hours, 2.5 days. That's a ballpark figure, and it should be about that. That's when it's all going to be mental. You know, the body is just going to go on automatic and do what the mind asks it to do.
And so what do you sort of think about? Are you kind of meditative when you're swimming like that?
Yeah, it's a very you know, metronomic sort of exercise. You're doing this, you know, stroke, you know, 56 strokes a minute, bump, 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 bump. You actually are hearing your breath almost like when you listen to an ultrasound, you know, of a baby in the womb. You're hearing this. You're in this real state of sensory deprivation, unlike cycling or running. Here, you're not seeing much. You know, I see the moon at night up there. I count numbers. I sing songs. And after a while, your brain just can't even focus on that, and you're just off there. Neurologists and dream experts have told me it's like being in a dream state while you're awake.
And when you do sing, what do you sing?
Oh, I have a whole song list. I should get it out for you. But, you know, it's my generation, first of all, of Bob Dylan, Janis Joplin, of course, the Beatles. Like, I'll decide to sing maybe Ticket to Ride, Beatles, you know, 2,000 times in a row. In my mind, with each stroke, and I pick songs that, of course, match the cadence. So, you know, I'm singing, she says that living with me is getting her down, yeah. And I sing it, and when I get done with that song, I say one. I sing it again, and then I go up to 2,000. And that 2,000 might take me 4 hours and 15 minutes to get through it all. And I'm really engaged in it. And sometimes I'll start singing a song and say, I'm not in the mood. Not in the mood. I'm going to go over to Janis Joplin now. but if I decide to sing it 2,000 times, I never stop.
Now, I think that that's probably a big part of it, to make it through
yeah.
this. But what if? I mean, what if you don't make it?
I just don't go there. I just don't believe it. I just, you know, there is just no doubt. I would have to die. I would have to die or become unconscious so that there's no will left. But I just don't believe that's going to happen. I'll make it. I'll crawl up on the Florida shore.
Diana Nyad is a public radio commentator. She's currently pursuing what she calls her extreme dream, swimming 103 miles from Cuba to Florida. Best of luck to you, Diana.
Thank you, Deb. You take it easy.